relapse party place.
Yeah, oh yeah, I got that one.
Okay, so it's like, oh, we can have a show with two bands. Exciting. Like, come on out, everyone. Okay, go to bed by today.
Yeah, we can definitely play. Cam and I will play.
Okay.
And I haven't talked to James about it, but the two of us are in the hallway.
Okay, cool.
I think he said he was down like a week ago.
Okay.
But he's in wherever he lives. San Diego, somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, it's like south of Ventura and it's all the same shit. But I think he's back by then. But I'll give him a call. We totally want to play. Just, like, I had work and shit right there. But
you also watched me. I was like, are you going to do that?
But yeah, so it'll be us and you and okay, Sloppy Dog.
I don't know where they played. Like some house might be.
Yeah,
like,
probably
in
a house party. So there was like a banner. I think it was like a saw or something.
Yeah.
So it was like checkered paper.
Okay.
And I was like, that's really cool. Up by the Dirty Grind and like Derps. Yeah.
sad, dramatic song that I have that's about my mom. I usually play it towards the end. I'm just going to play it now. It's kind of about my mom, and it's kind of also this letter that I wrote to my dad. I will be with my mom at the end of her life, as I know that she would be for mine. Obligation that leads me to say it. It's just how I intend to spend the time. No person who gives out a part of themselves will ever be truly forgotten. These parts will change hands and they surpass lifespans alive as long as they are passed along. I remember the parts passed. After she's gone, I will remember my mom. My mother sat like a book on the shelf through the cold autumn years of her life, replaying her memories like a tape on repeat over and over in her. Imagine all of your memories, the mistakes that you made, played over in your mind, like the loop of a tape. To my mother's regrets, for which she lost rest, do they keep you awake? Nothing to earn it. Frankly, you don't deserve it, so you won't be receiving that reward. There are people whose names are passed down generations, and sir, yours is not one of them. Consider it a consequence, a mistake that you made, for which there will never be amends. How is that for a memory? There are parts that you gave to me, but there are parts of us all, I think, that are better off left behind. There are parts of us all that are better left to die. La 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 la
next-door neighbor had called me, and we're talking about it in the car, about how she had called me and been like, there's a fire at your mom's house, you need to do something right now. As if she was like, what is wrong with you? Why aren't you here? Even though I was just then finding out that there was anything wrong at all. It's kind of been her attitude in general. She's like, this really sweet lady, this neighbor, this next-door neighbor of my mom's, is generally this really sweet lady, but she... You know, sometimes my mom will fall down or something, she'll need help, and sometimes me and my sister won't be around. we live in a culture that really kind of prescribes certain ideas about what that should look like, especially like who should have power within those kind of within like relationships of people of varying gender, I don't know. This question has come up the last couple of nights when Cindy's spoken, where somebody will raise their hand and be like, "Well, do you believe that human nature is inherently good and that people can cooperate?" Because I think human nature is bad, and I feel like the response that I have been giving to that is that I don't think human nature is any one thing or any other thing. I think that we're socialized. We socialize each other, and we're socialized by like things that are bigger than us, to act in certain ways. And I think we can act in any variety of ways. I just really think we're capable of living so many different ways. And so like the fact that people have this idea that there's something set, there's set ways to act. I feel like it's really a limited way of looking at things. I think, and then so like specifically. With this idea that, like, within how people express their genders, that they should express it in a specific way, or that specifically men should have power over people who express their gender any other way, like that's just like that's just craziness to me. That seems, but like, I mean, you probably a lot of people on the same page about that in here, but you walk out into the world, and most people are going to tell you that it's absolutely biologically ingrained in us that men should have power. So I think that kind of like reinforcing this the idea that we get we behave these ways because we're taught them, not because we were born with them, is really important. And kind of looking at that in your own life, and looking at where you learn lessons about how you act is like a super important way to start. So that's why I've kind of written all these songs about dads, because I feel like as a growing up as a boy. There's all these like figures of masculinity that you grow up with, and that's where you learn. You're just learning from imitation, and sometimes you gotta look back at that, and whether it's dads or whoever it was in your life, and just say, "I want to unlearn that. I want to reject these things that I was learned, that I was taught." reject my poor grammar. So that's why I wrote this song. It's called Stab Your Dad. And it's a little bit of an angry song, but you know, sometimes it's good to be angry.
Back to my own.
Tupac.
Yeah.
And we listened to NoFX.
Yeah.
What album? We just listened to one NoFX song.
The Decline.
Puck and Drublet. The only album I think is worth listening to is The Decline.
Yeah.
And I was saying earlier that The Decline, while I love it and think it's an amazing song slash record, it really makes me hate NoFX because I realize that they are capable of writing such incredible music and instead they write such trash. But anyways, I also have a song about California, and I have to play it whenever I'm in California because I promised my friend Drew I would.
Right.
But I also have to give myself credit because I at least wrote one song about why traveling all the time isn't always the best. Though I really like traveling. This is just, I don't know, not so much to say about it, just a few songs about it. That tuner back together, so I don't always trust it.
Dare a song. I guess that it's about you. How I never understood what dancing meant until I met you. In a winter college town, it proved that we can move in ways so ungenuine. And on the crowded floor, a little down to people over.
That me and a lot of my friends do in Washington, D.C., where we live, which is tech care and working at a bar, and about how you really can see the worst sides of a lot of people. but yeah, I thought I'd try to play it. It's about this. Also, we've been fortunate to like meet some amazing dogs and cats on this trip. But sometimes the dogs and cats that people pay you to take care of early. You know, there's a reason they're paying you for it.
Take a
creating this notion that you can't fight back against it because it's too big. But I think there are like so many inspiring examples where people have fought back and have, you know, overcome that sort of intense feeling of powerlessness and done something to change their situation. That's what this song is about, and also about dogs. From time to time. I had this whole thing I want to talk about, this house. Because I guess this is going to be done soon, which is sad. Like, maybe 6 years ago, I played a show in the other house, which was called the Pink Mailbox, also. I played in the sink. I was in this house today, and I was like, man, I really remember the kitchen being on that side of the show space, not realizing that it was actually in that other house. And I was, when I found out, I was like, I'm so glad that I'm not crazy. And then I played another show, this other band that I was playing in the backyard this one time, and that was great. And then Max Levine Ensemble was supposed to play a show here this one time, but somebody was kind of being an asshole about it. But then we played the show at the radio station. That was fucking fun as shit. So even though we didn't play here, I had a good memory of not playing here. And then here I am again, today in the living room, as you know, as God intended. Just kidding. So it's cool to play here again. Where else was I going with this? After I play, Cindy's gonna lead a discussion. David when you got arrested, and it made me think about how I got arrested in Columbus. Story for another time. But it's like one of my favorite songs ever. Good job there. I have records and CDs and tapes and t-shirts in the kitchen. I wish that somebody was doing that dance but yeah, this song is about a trip and a book, and it's about how there's a lot of things to focus on that can really bring you down, but you have to also remember there's a lot of beautiful things in the world and a lot of beautiful experiences to have. This is my one positive song about not dwelling on the shitty things at all, just kind of about the good stuff. Thanks again for sticking around.
Awesome.